How do you assess this game?
We knew he's gonna they're gonna jump on us and they did at the start of the first period, and I think we just wanted to have a better start and then we played solid first after the first minute the first 5 minutes and we outshot him 15-6 or something like that, and you know, fortunately anything didn't go in for us, like they scored I would say not really nice goal, or I mean nice shot, but it was kind of luckily went in, and it was 1-0 and we were just trailing from behind.
How about the chances you guys had, especially you?
I know. On the first one, I kind of lost the edge there. I was kind of digged in the ice, and I was falling back, and I don't know. I was it was there. It was empty, and I was just trying to put it in, but unfortunately, I hit the post, and it just came straight back.
And another real good one late in the third.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I was trying to get it up high, and I think someone got stick on my stick, and I didn't get it. I mean, I should have probably go maybe lower blocker or something like that, but I was trying to go glove and didn't go in.
Drive you crazy plays like that first one that hit the post?
I mean, it's not easy. He definitely won those type of goals, and yes, I have been lately. I didn't have much luck with pucks going in, and it's still there. Like, I mean, it was all empty and just hit the little post there.
Do we know why Paul decided to change up the forward lines a little bit?
I have no idea why he changed it up, but that's a probably question for him. And I was trying to just probably find something that will drive us a little more intense. Try some different looks.
Does it make it a bit of an adjustment being a newcomer and the lines being changed up like that?
I mean, my lines stay the same, so. It was definitely that I didn't feel anything. I wasn't involved in any changes. So that's the thing. And my line stayed same. And I think we had some great opportunities there. And we have to just find a way to score goals.